Don Day of Day Weather out of Cheyenne, Wyoming, was kind enough to leave us this audio note on the weather forecast. Here's Don.
As we leave July and head into August here over the next week, it looks like a fairly typical pattern in terms of averages, average precipitation, average temperatures in many areas of the Midwest and Corn Belt. We certainly do have concerns here, probably for another week or so, where rains in some areas of the Corn Belt are still going to be lacking. This will be especially true in Iowa, parts of Minnesota, Wisconsin, maybe parts of Illinois and eastern areas of Nebraska. However, the longer term, as we get past, let's say, the middle to the end of next week, does look like thunderstorm coverage is going to increase over all of the Corn Belt. In the short term, the better chances of rain will be across Kansas, Missouri, southern Illinois, Indiana, Ohio, into those areas, favoring the southern, southwest, and eastern areas of the Corn Belt over the next week. The second half of the forecast, going out the 10 to 14 days, the better chances of rains will be found moving a little bit more into the northern and western areas of the Corn Belt. Some of the northern plains will be drier, the Dakotas, parts of northern and central areas of Minnesota, and parts of the central and northern areas of the Great Lakes. When it comes to temperatures, no one's going to bake. In fact, we're looking at temperatures on the whole over the next week to 10 days being very close to average, if not a bit below. In fact, there's going to be a large part of the nation's midsection at average, slightly below average, over the next 10 to 14 days.
That's Don Day of Day Weather from Cheyenne, Wyoming.